As a royal, Japan's Princess Mako didn't bow to criticism or intense public scrutiny about her marrying the man she loves. Instead, with a somber farewell at the doors of the imperial residence, the emperor's niece said goodbye to her family and her royal title. It wasn't a typical fairy tale Japanese royal wedding. Mako Komuro, as she's now known, and her husband Kei Komuro skipped the wedding ceremony and rituals, instead filing marriage papers before making a media statement.
To me, Kei is an irreplaceable person, and for us, marriage was a necessary choice to live while cherishing our hearts.
I love Mako. I want to spend my only life with someone I love. Until now, we have shared and encouraged various feelings, both when we were happy and when we were not.
Princess Mako grew up in a royal system that heaps extra pressure on its female members. And her engagement brought an even more intense media spotlight, including around a financial scandal involving her husband's family. Doctors say she's still recovering from a form of post-traumatic stress disorder. But despite her personal struggles, public opinion remains divided on the marriage.
I am very much against those who are against this marriage and sincerely wish Mako to be happy. The most important thing is that she is happy in the future.
The media coverage of this story was, it seems to me, exaggerated, and I feel sorry for her in that sense. But on the other hand, she had a symbolic status, a pillar of our country. She was a public figure.
Japan's male royals can marry outside freely, but for women, it means forfeiting their royal status. Japan is also one of the few monarchies with only a male line of succession in a country that already ranks poorly in gender equality. The latest departure leaves the imperial family with just 17 members. Only three are heirs to the throne.
Many want to sustain the status quo, especially amongst the emperor and his family. The fact of the matter is that although the Japanese emperor or the royal family do not have any autonomy over political issues or economic issues, they still remain to be a very strong symbol of the Japanese. And for that reason, a lot of Japanese want to somehow keep the image that they want to keep.
For some, Princess Mako's tumultuous engagement is perhaps a missed opportunity to make symbolic changes to old traditions as a couple prepares for a new life abroad. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.